1885, in Waco, Texas, Charles Alderton was eating breakfast. His meal was incomplete. Alderton sold soft drinks at a local drugstore. His customers all thought he was hardcore. Then he cooked up a real treat. His boss, named Morrison, came down one day, said to Chuck,
"What are you selling there? What's that I say?"
Alderton said,
"I don't know."
It was a new drink. It was great. It sold better than the 5-cent bag of paper plates. Morrison was stunned. Morrison named it after his good friend, a doctor who lived nearby, around the bend. Alderton was probably mad about that. Then one day, some guy came in and liked the drink and bought it from them. His name was Lazenby. He did not own a cat. Morrison and Lazenby went into business together. They got really rich and complained about the weather. Alderton got left behind. In 1904, the drink was in the World's Fair, along with hot dog buns, ice cream cones, and canned air. The reaction was certainly kind. Now the drink, as you know, is called Dr. Pepper, and it doesn't contain any actual pepper. But that's alright, because that would taste bad.